Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring some songs that barely charted in the United States. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, Boys to Men, Edward Starr, Rockwell, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Smokey Robinson, as we feature some low-charting songs.
Tom Fallon.
We were running with the
Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Number one smash from Boys to Men from 1994, I'll Make Love to You. Before that, Lionel Richie, Running Through the Night, number 7 in the United States pop charts from 1983. And we started with Stevie Wonder, only reaching number 78 from 1971, Never Dream You'd Leave in Summer. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 songs that barely made it to the top 100 of the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a great song, a cover song by Blinky and Edward Starr called Oh How Happy. Well, Blinky was born Sandra Williams in Oakland, California on May 21st, 1944. She was the daughter of a pastor, and she was active in church choirs since the age of 6. She recorded 5 singles on the Motown record label, but none of them charted. She got her nickname Blinky from the fact that she blinked a lot when she sang songs. She did record a duet album with Edward Starr. The album was called Just We Two, and this song coming up was on that album. Perhaps her biggest claim to fame, she was credited with singing the theme song for the 1970s United States television series called Good Times. Well, here is Blinky with Edward Starr, a cover tune from the group Shades of Blue. Here is Oh How Happy, right here on Motown Memories.
Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. I have kissed your lips a thousand times.
And more times than I can count, I have called you mine.
You have stood by me in my darkest hour.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
That was Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me, a number two tune in the United States in 1984. That was actually Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son, but Kennedy didn't want his father to know he was recording for Motown, so he recorded under the name Rockwell. He was born, by the way, on March 15, 1964. And we started with Blinky and Edward Starr together, Oh How Happy, a cover tune reaching number 92 from 1969. Edward would have much greater success on his next 45 release, War, which shot up to the charts and reached number one. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring some low-charting songs, but great songs nonetheless, like that song we just heard, Oh How Happy. Well, coming up, a song that was really disappointing, Diana Ross Supremes, only charting number 69 in 1969, The Young Folks. Well, by 1969, the Motown record label was already grooming Diana Ross for a solo career, and they lost their way a little bit during that year before they regained their momentum. Well, by looking for a replacement for Diana Ross for Supremes, there were a number of candidates. One most notable candidate, Syreeta Wright, was considered to replace Diana, but after seeing 24-year-old Gene Terrell perform with her brother Ernie in Florida, Berry Gordy decided to replace Diana Ross with Gene Terrell. In November of 1969, Diana Ross's solo career was publicly announced, and their last great song, Someday We'll Be Together, shot up to the charts as number one. Well, here is the second to last Diana Ross Supremes 45, The Young Folks, right here on Motown.
Here they come, looking so alive. They're here for business, buddy, so none of your jive. Brighter tomorrow are in their eyes. You better make way for the young folks. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. They say yes, and you say no. My old friend, I thought you knew by now.
Smokey Robinson with Cruisin', a number four tune from 1979. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Young Folks, only reaching number 69 in the United States pop charts from 1969. This half hour, we featured three great songs that barely charted. Coming up after the break, another three songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.